Zok the Helga Mishnah Vaitim, the Sechtus Yivam is Perik Tes Zayin Mishnah He. B'derech Klal. I can't come to Bezdin and say Eidus that I heard an Eid say that something happened. That's called Eid Mipi Eid. If I want to be a witness, I have to be a witness of something I saw with my own eyes, not something that I heard someone say. But again, because Chazal so badly understood that the Torah Kedoshah wants us to do everything possible to make sure that a woman should not remain in Aguna. So we've already seen a series of leniencies. In our Mishnah, we're going to learn another one. Even if it was Eid Mipi Eid. Now let's see what happened in our case over here. Zak de Mishnah again, Mishnah Hey. Afilu Shama Min Anashim Ayim Rais. This person, he heard women saying, you know, so-and-so passed away. Dayoy, that is enough. Even though the women were not intending to say Eidus, they were schmoozing with each other. But I can come to Bezdin and say, I heard the women talking that so-and-so passed away. There were three major problems over here as far as Hilchos Eidus would be concerned. I'm coming to Bezdin to say what I heard the lady say? I didn't see the person die? I heard it from others? I'm hearing it from women that apostle Eidus to start with? And these women never intended to say Eidus. They were schmoozing. Despite these three things, Chazal were makel to be makabel the Eidus. And again, all of this to prevent a woman from being stuck and not being able to remarry. Vaitra zakta mishnah Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says, and here comes another tremendous kula, filashama menati noikos, even if this person testifying heard from children, I mean the children were saying, so if we touch the words literally, the children are saying, we're going to be maspid and bury so-and-so. But the Matanur brings from the Gemara that to rely on the children, it has to be that you're not going, but coming from the Levaya. Going, maybe they think they're going, and the person's really still alive. And it also has to be that they're discussing actual details of the Levaya. They're talking about the Hespedim, who was Maspid, maybe what they said, is how many Rabbanim were there. Because if not, I guess this is what children did in the times of the Mishnah. They would take an ant or a grasshopper and make a Hespit for it. They played that game. They played Levaya. Maybe that's what they were doing here. So you have to hear the Mamish give details of the Hespit. Details of the Levaya. And the Mishnah says, Vayter Bein Shul Mischavein. That's because we accept Eidus, that a person died. Whether the person saying that the person passed away was Mechavein to give Eidus, or Mishayna Mischavein, like in these last two cases. The women were talking, the children were talking. None of them were saying Eidus, that the person died. But either way, whether they were Mechavein or not Mechavein, it's good. And now this, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava argues. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Imer B'Yisrael, when a Yid says someone passed away, Af al pishu mischavein. Even if he had kavanah, it's good. In other words, even if he had kavanah to testify, we accept the testimony. Uvagoi, but if he's not a Yid, Imer mischavein, if he had kavanah to testify, ain't edus ayedus, and the edus is not good. Wait, I'm confused. I thought that's a mila. I thought that makes it better if he's officially saying Eidus. Yehuda ben Bava is saying that's a chesaron? And the answer is yes. There's something called Messiah Lefitumai. Maybe you heard that term. You know, someone told me something, Messiah Lefitumai. That means he just happened to mention he was really referring to something else. He didn't chap what he was telling me. If I come to you and I say, so what's the story here? And you're officially giving Eidus, then maybe you're going to say, what's it better for me to say? That it is this way or it's not this way? You won't be saying the truth. But if you're schmoozing with your friend, you don't realize what you're saying. You're not thinking, which is what I would like for people to hear. It's not schmoozing. So there's less of a chance that you're lying. Okay, chazing over a Mishnah, even if he hears from women who are schmoozing amongst themselves, so-and-so died, that's enough. Rabbi Yehuda says, even from children who are saying, as we explained, we just came back from the funeral and they're talking about the hespit and they're giving details. That's enough to say the person died. whether they intended or they didn't intend to actually give over Eidus. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says, by Yisrael, even if he intended to give over Eidus. But if someone is not a Yid, it's only if he happens to be mentioning it. So he's not thinking about lying then, he's just talking. But if we officially ask him what happened, then we can't trust him. Some say that this applies to the children as well.